This is science, and archaeologists are scientists who follow a rigid empirical methodology.
No, that's not how archaeology works. They play fast and loose with the facts. But I'll bring receipts so we don't have to argue about it. Professor Dave highlights the carbon dating of the Great Pyramid and the other 4th Dynasty edifices. Both show the entire 4th Dynasty to be carbon dated between 150 to 250 years older than the written records state that they are. But the written records of ancient Egypt, the King's List, this is considered to be some of the most robust written records that we have of those times. So how do they reconcile this? They assert, without evidence, that the Egyptians for the entire 4th Dynasty, they just gathered old wood, and that's what they used. So you'd assume they have a burn pit or some writing saying that that's not it at all. There is no rigorous freaking empirical shit going on here. All there is these guys have a book and hard data that disagrees with that book. And they dismiss the hard data in favor of what the book says. Now, I want you to think for a second and see if you can draw any parallels with that in the real world. Just put your head into it for a minute and see if anything comes up that you might think, I know some other people who reject hard data in favor of what's written in a book. Is that rigorous scientific empirical?